Let the little children come to me, and do not prevent them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
This is a beautiful little chapel.
There's a spider right there.
Uh-oh. Okay. Don't worry. Maybe we can get somebody to sit next to him to make sure that spider doesn't get him. We got some strong men in the back, so if that guy comes anywhere near there, we'll squash him. What our Lord says here is something very interesting. He talks about children. You're a child, right? Yeah, that's right. You know you're a child. And did you know it was to such as you? Like you little girls right there. Same children were trying to come and talk to Jesus. Have you ever wanted to talk to Jesus? Have you? What are some of the things that you think you'd want to say to him? What would you want to say to Jesus if you could speak to him right now? Don't know? If he was right there with you, if he was your buddy, if he was sitting next to you, just like your dad is sitting next to you, or just like your sister sitting next to you, or your mom, what would you say? Be a little nervous? You would be? Yeah. Why? Why would you be nervous if Jesus was sitting next to you? I think there's something different about the children in the time of Jesus than there are about you all. I think the difference is that you think of Jesus as somebody who is way up here, far away from where you are, somebody who's kept at a distance. But that's not how the children in Jesus' time saw him. Why? It didn't say that Jesus turned to these young men and young women, these little ones, these children, and said, "Hey, let me run out to them and let me grab them and bring them to myself." It's the children who are running up to him. And if you feel that you can't approach Jesus, and if you feel like you'd be nervous when you're in his presence, if you don't know what it is that you would say to him, that means that there's something different about your relationship with who the person of Jesus is than those children's relationship to the person who Jesus is. Because they didn't feel like there was anything of a distance between them and him. You know what they saw Jesus as? Talk to him as friend. Which is why they were able to run up with him. They didn't see him as somebody who was just hanging up on a cross, somebody who was distant from them, but somebody who they had an intimate relationship, who loved them, who wanted to bring them close, and knew that he wasn't going to slap their hand when they tried to come up and grab his. And if any of us here have a relationship with Jesus that's like that, that we think that God is distant from us, that he doesn't want to have anything to do with us, that he's up there doing his thing and I got to be up here doing my thing, and if I screw up, he's just going to slap my hand, then you don't know who Jesus is. You don't. And unless you come to an understanding of who Jesus is as friend, as father, as intimate one, you're not going to make it into the kingdom of heaven. Why? Because you're always going to think that that's something reserved for somebody who's holy, like Santa Inés. Somebody who's great and important, maybe like you happen to think that Father is. But the kingdom of heaven is made for such as these. And Jesus says that unless you become like a little child, you're not going to get in. What does a little child do? What is their life? What is the way in which you interact with the world? Did you see what this little guy did? Yeah, did you see what your cousin did? Why did it, when I began the homily, what did he first do? What did he say? He said, "Father, there's a spider over there. Did you see that?" Right? What does that say? Children are observant. They say what they think. They're not worried about what other people think. That's how we have to be if we're going to enter into the kingdom of God. Have you ever met me before? A few times. Have we had long conversations talking about the whole of your life? No. Why do you feel like you can just share those things with me that just pop into your head? Because you're comfortable. Yeah? And that's the same sort of comfort that we have to have around the person of Jesus. To be able to share those intimate things within our heart. Does God care about there being a spider over here? Does he? I see a few people shaking their head. That's wrong. He does. Because he made that creature. What does it say within the scriptures in Matthew chapter 5? It says God even knows and cares about a little sparrow that falls from its nest. He cares the same thing about little spiders who are hanging out in their web. God has care for every little thing because he created it and made it to be. In fact, from the very foundation of the world, he knew that that spider was going to be here, was going to cause this little boy to shout out and interrupt our sermon, right? And that's not a problem. Because God foreknew that and he understood it. And he ordained it. And he said that that's actually very good because it's going to help Father preach a little bit. God cares about every little thing that darts into our head. Why? Because we're his. And the most important thing that you or I are ever going to be able to know about ourselves, you need to not forget this, Hitha. Remember it. Burn it into your mind. So that the whole of your life, when you go through, this is something that especially in difficult moments when things are hard, when things don't make sense, when problems come up, when you have sicknesses or illnesses or people pass away and you say, why are they taken from me? Shouldn't they be held close to me forever? This wasn't my timing. Why, God? Who you are needs to be burned into your mind. Because that's the only thing that's going to be able to help you get through that. That's first and foremost, you're the beloved Son of God the Father. Huh? That you're God's beloved daughter. Not just the daughter of your father. Even before that, you are God's beloved daughter. And that he made a promise that, well, he says that not only you're my son or my daughter, but that I take pleasure in you. That I delight in your presence. Meaning, every little thing that darts into our heads, every little movement that's going on in our lives, God's intimately involved in that. He wants to know. And so even if it's a spider darting over here, even if it's a little thought of, man, I'm worried about an exam that I have to do, or I'm a little bit nervous about having to speak to somebody who I'm really interested in, or whatever sort of little thing that darts into our person, God is intimately engaged in that thing because we're his. And until you and I begin to understand that, like a little children understands that it can speak anything that hits its heart to its parents, to its grandparents, have that same relationship that these children who just randomly started darting up to Jesus. And until we have that relationship with him, we're not ready for the kingdom of heaven. And so I think that's what our Lord wants to bring about us today as we're engaged in this familial experience of reunion, of coming together here on this Memorial Day where we remember things. Remember those first to have given their lives for our country. Remembering those in our family members who have passed on. Remembering those who maybe are suffering in purgatory who need our prayers because they've not yet made it to heaven. As we remember all those things and the friendships, the good times that we've had together, and especially those difficult times which we are going through together even today, our Lord wants us to remember what we are first, and that's our identity in him. And that he knows about those things more intimately than we do. That he wants to share them in intimacy by listening to us as we explain those things to him, which he already knows, because he wants us to know that we're secure in his presence. And we can say whatever it is that darts into us, our fears, our hopes, our dreams. Those are the things that are important to the Lord. And when we communicate to them, then that reading from James begins to become real for us. Because what it says about there is that what? It talks about the fervent prayer of the righteous one is very powerful. Well, the righteous ones are the saints, like Saint Inez, like Grandma and Grandpa, who are in fact in heaven, no longer suffering in purgatory. Their prayers are powerful. And so too, we can have those relationships with them who intercede for us each and every day. As we come together, if we have family members who are in heaven, guess what? They can pray for us very powerfully. Even our family members who are suffering in purgatory, guess what? They don't have any sin personally that's blocking their relationship between them and God. They can pray for us better than they could any time in this life. One of the greatest things that I love when I go to funerals, just like we had yesterday in Colonias, it's the closest place that you and I will ever be to our loved ones who have passed on in Christ. You know where that is? It's not in the cemetery. It's here, at Mass. Because all the souls of the just are always present at Mass. And so as we go through today, this weekend where we remember, the first thing we have to remember is who we are. Children. Beloved ones. Intimates of God the Father. Ones in whom He delights, even in the little things that dart into our minds. And secondly, that our relationship with those who have passed on is not broken, but in fact, they're ones who have fervent prayers, that they can have much power with God for us as they intercede for us, so we don't forget them. As we enter into these sacred mysteries today, let us ask our Lord to reveal that friendship that He wants to have with each of us just a little bit more, so we can see a little bit more how God maybe delights in me, even if I'm not perfect, but He wants to bring me there. And that those who are in the hands of the loving Savior, Jesus Christ, who has carried the righteous souls back to Himself, we still have a relationship to. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.